I like the stance actually on the economy, so putting public services back into the hands of the public so things are more fair, and it's the overwhelming British public want things like that, like renationalisation of railways, so no neoliberalism or private, so the sort of anti-austerity thing. I also think they have a very strong message on defending the oppressed and the sort of new victims on the war on terror, and standing up for like human rights and civil liberties. I also actually support the universal citizens' income as well. As someone who's an artist who works in human rights and the creative industries, having that gap where you're still supported, where you can still think creatively, we can still have a strong life-work balance, where you're allowed gaps to simply think about your work, or even when, as an activist, when you're standing up for, whether you're mobilising for a rally, you need to be responsive to the time and the overwhelming amount of bureaucracy and nonsense that goes into the sort of job centre culture would be eliminated. And I think that was a very almost radical measure by Natalie Bennett, which would mean people can lead more fulfilling lives at the end of the day.